nappyafro.com.
Yo, 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 what's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ. A.K.A. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day. A.K.A. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner. A.K.A. LeBron Flames. A.K.A. the king of the lanes. A.K.A. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers. A.K.A. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom. A.K.A. Germ Cena. A.K.A. Trapper Germ MD. A.K.A. Fat Sajak. A.K.A. That's all the A.K.A.s. Oh, I got one more A.K.A. You see a man in the store copping some silver games. And he got on some Brooks Ghost 10s. It's probably your boy, King Germ. And this is the Frocast, episode 301. Trying to get used to this hosting thing. I'm joined here to my left by the lovely Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say hello to the people.
Hello, people. It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Black Diamond, a.k.a. the QVC Queen, a.k.a. Your Grade is Your Grade. And it's that time of year. Finals, people.
Finals. Got a lot of people crying.
Oh, a lot of people. A lot of people dying.
But dying?
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, that's the best way to get the points that you need is that somebody died.
Oh, somebody died. Okay. I'm
just saying. Yeah, they're not killing themselves. They're not killing each other. But their family members are at stake because clearly, you know, how we do this.
Do you ask for proof?
Oh, yeah. We need obituaries. But at the same time, you know,
I can print an obituary.
You can print an obituary, even the clippings out the newspaper. I mean, it's not hard to find these things or fabricate these things.
I can get anybody obituary
and say that was my grandmama.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I mean, you try to be sensitive, and you would hope that people would not use the death of somebody else for their own gain. But hey, it's 2018.
Exactly.
I've been in the school with people who done killed people and rose them from the dead just to let them die next semester. So, I don't know.
Hey, it's a nigga at work. His daddy died at least 3 times, I think. I'm like, damn, your daddy died again? But, you know, I don't say nothing. You know,
maybe his mama was promiscuous. And
yeah, maybe it might have been stepdaddy. Stepdaddy. You know, nigga that was like his daddy mama friend. You know how it be. So, people, yeah, this is episode 301, man. We back. Episode 300 was a blast. We had a lot of people call in. Thanks to all those that called in. Thanks to Dr. Abrasive. Thanks to Peppy J. Thanks to Rulo Myself. Thanks to Building Block, Tracy May, Ray-Ban. Yo, man, appreciate y'all calling in, man. Hey, thanks for congratulating us on 300 shows. This 301, so 300 is in the books, and we're going to go ahead and get into 300. Oh, before we get into 301, I just want all y'all to know, like us on Instagram, it's at Frocast. Subscribe on iTunes, give us a rating on iTunes, leave a comment on iTunes. We have a YouTube, I think it's at Nappy Afro, where we put clips from the show, little stuff like that, little videos, whatever beads you feel like making that week. So follow that. Of course, the Instagram is at Nappy Afro for the main show, the main site. And then, of course, we got a website, Nappy Afro, that y'all can go check out and see what we do over there. But, yeah, that's all. Got all that in there, right? No sponsors this week? No sponsors?
I mean, I don't know about no sponsor.
Oh.
No, I ain't got no check.
No sponsors this week. So we get into the show. You know who Candace Parker is?
No.
Candace Parker is a WNBA player, and she was married to an NBA player named Sheldon Williams. They have a kid.
Okay.
Sheldon Williams was a lottery pick when he came out, made about $12 million in his career.
Sounds good.
They got married, and, you know, now they're divorced, and Candace has been ordered to pay alimony to Sheldon.
She making that much money more?
She made more money than him, and so Sheldon is getting a lump payment of $400,000 for alimony. How you feel about that?
Well, all I can say is a nigga who want to take a check from a woman is not a real nigga.
Why? So hold on.
That shit is played out.
How is it played? It's not played out. If it doesn't happen, it's very
okay,
rare.
Well, it is. It's frowned upon in my world because I feel like a real man don't need a check from a woman. And if you telling me that just because she made a few more dollars than you, that you get awarded almost $500,000. To me, it's ridiculous. Because what you getting paid alimony, not child support.
A $400,000 lump sum. That's all he getting forever.
Okay, that's fine. But, I mean, I don't appreciate it. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Because the nigga, if he got a job, he need to walk away gracefully.
But what if
just walk away.
Why
just
he got to walk away?
Like, that's for you regular niggas, too. I won't give you $400,000. I won't give you $400. Mm. You mess around and won't wake up fooling around with me.
See, then you go to jail.
I won't, because I promise you.
No, you won't. See, that's okay. The first thing. Listen, If you watch enough cop shows, and I watch enough cop shows, there's certain things that women do. That women are known for poisoning. So
I ain't got to poison you. You got enough toxins in your body as
Nah, you don't die from this. The toxins in my body.
Okay.
But at any rate, Sheldon Williams, I feel like that's... I wouldn't have took the 400 lump. I wouldn't have took the lump. I would like, man, you pay me every month. Like, bump that. Like, break that 400K down into, you know what I'm saying, maybe $500 a month for the rest of my life. However much, let's see, 400K.
Man, Sheldon, as I say again, the nigga would be stinking. Okay, play with it. You better be ready to walk away with the shit you got. Do not think I'm cutting nobody no check.
So yeah, I would have took it over 10 years. That would have been like $3,000 a month. That ain't bad. $3,300 a month. But he took that one lump sum, man. I don't know, Sheldon, man. I think you could have held out and got more. You probably deserve more because...
For what? He didn't do nothing.
He stayed home with the baby.
Nigga, he was supposed to be an NBA player.
He only played 6 years.
Okay, and that's she's my problem. Lillard. That's my problem, because the nigga ain't...
He made $12 million in a 6-year career.
Okay, so he ain't got a job, so now it's my problem.
He stayed home with the baby.
That ain't a
Somebody
job.
Somebody got to stay home with the kid.
That ain't a job.
But if you want to raise...
That ain't a job.
Oh, man. If they got a little baby now, little baby. Somebody got to be home with the baby. No job. Her mama ain't going to be there. I'm going to stay there.
That ain't no job.
That's what Sheldon said. Okay. Like, my career is on
that mean that you go ask your daughter for the check. Because the mama don't owe you nothing. You say you was doing that for the daughter.
That's or the alimony.
Baby, whatever they got. Nigga, listen. We can move on to the next subject. Because I can tell you now. A man ain't no man when you are taking money from your wife. That makes no sense to me.
What do you mean?
If you are sitting here saying that we not together no more. Whatever we had to go through. Ain't no dollar amount that's going to make me feel better about that. Because if I came in there saying, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Through... thick or thin, rich or poor, blah, 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 blah. And we get to the point where we say, oh, this ain't working no more. We got to walk away. Walk the fuck away. Like, why do we have to say money need to be exchanged? You saying that it ain't for no child support, so that means it's alimony. So for the nigga to get on, I got to give him $400,000? Child, please. She was a good one, because you wouldn't get nothing from me.
So you telling me, Doc?
I'm telling you.
Worst case scenario, me and you on Splitsville. And I say, hey, I want some alimony.
You better buy you a bulletproof vest with whatever money you got.
So you wouldn't be...
you wouldn't get the first check.
You would kill me?
I'm not saying I would.
I mean, but
you would go missing.
I'll go missing.
Yeah, I'm positive about that. I got some people in my family right now that ain't got shit to live for.
Damn.
And
you just get that first alimony check. You be like, look, ain't
you? Yeah, that's gonna be the money that they get to do what they need to do with you.
Damn, I tell you, boy, it's cold out here in the street.
Might as well stay together.
Yeah, at least. Jeez, well, Sheldon Williams, you're lucky you ain't married to Candace Williams. Candace Parker. Went the easy route, paid you the money, a lump sum. Like, she got it. Like, Candace Parker, a baller.
I guess so. She trying to let him know, I don't give a damn about you. I want you to get the hell on.
You see what Sheldon Williams look like?
And that lady said, let me give you this money so you can leave me alone and we ain't got to talk about this no more.
I'm going to show you what Sheldon
Williams look like. Come see your child whenever you do and keep it moving.
Let's see. That's not a good picture of him. You can't see his face. Sheldon Williams look like a grown-up fetus. Like, not a grown, he just like a fetus. Like, he still got a fetus face.
Yeah, he looks strange.
Bro. Yeah, he really looks strange. But, I mean, he's 400,000 richer.
I ain't mad at him.
Yeah, I ain't mad.
He can get his face fixed. If that's what he want to do, but I wouldn't even care. $400,000, they ain't going to last long.
Yeah, they ain't. Especially, well, it depends what kind of lifestyle he live. But 400K, man, especially, you know, he got this expensive taste. He's used to living his life, you know, hey. You better get back with her, Sheldon, man. You better work it out. That's what you better do. Just give her the $400K back. Say, baby, let me back in.
She might like girls.
Nah. I mean, obviously not. I mean, she got a baby.
I know a lot of ladies that have babies.
Yeah. Speaking of ladies, Amber Rose. Amber Rose said she walks around naked at home in front of her son and has pictures of vaginas on the wall.
Who is that?
Amber Rose, you know. Amber Rose, the light skinned her.
Oh, the bald headed white lady?
She's not white. She's black. She's a tree and a itch, whatever. She's black. Yeah, but she said,
I don't believe it, but go ahead.
She's 34 year old Instagram model shared unusual details to Us Weekly. She's 34? She's 34, yes.
And y'all got a birth certificate?
At Safe Space in Early Woods Wellness Lounge. Amber shares a 5 year old son with rapper Wiz Khalifa. His son name is Cameron. That's Wiz's name, sorry. The son name is Sebastian. Yeah, she reportedly is raising her son to be a male feminist.
Sound like a homosexual?
She also shared that she walks around with no clothes on her house and around her son all the time. She says, I walk around naked around my son all the time. I don't go, don't come in, mommy's getting changed. I don't make it a bad thing where he's like, oh, I'm sorry. It's just like, oh, mom's naked. Who cares? She added, I do have naked women all over my house, like pictures of vaginas, full-on vaginas. And so, like my boy's son, he sees so much and I'm very free with my body. To finish, the Slut Walk founder added, when his friends come over for play days, they're like, what? They're looking at all these pictures and stuff, but like my son says, it's a vagina. That's where babies come from. My son knows about periods. He knows all that. He knows everything. So, Queen Jeremy, you being a great mom, how do you feel about that?
And that's another reason why I think she white. Because black women don't do shit like that. You ain't got no kind of respect for your child or anybody else. If you telling me you walking around your house naked, your kid is 5.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing he need to know about no vagina, about where he come from and all of that. That's foolishness. Then you talking about you got pictures of this on the wall.
Pictures of women.
He see vagina. You naked and all this other kind of carrying on. What type of friends you think he gonna have?
All his friends are grown men.
I mean, like, what
friends? Hey, Sebastian, hey, can we have play day today?
Yeah. We just gonna be hang out with your mama. Like, he'll play the video game, but that's your mom's home. Like, what the hell? I mean, the lady's crazy. Like,
your friends would be easy. It was Sebastian.
Exactly.
Wow.
Bringing Lunchables over.
Yeah, so. Man. They sharing Lunchables. Sebastian be easy friends. He gets to hang out and play dates.
Yeah. Ain't no, she ain't been raised right, I tell you that.
I mean, this is the new 2008 parents, and they feel they just want to be so free, and I just don't get it. I'm not with it.
2008?
18.
Oh, okay.
Parenting.
Okay.
And it's just like, I'm not with it. Like, I used to get on Doc about this shit. Like,
No.
You ain't used to walk around the house naked. It's just like, you know, like, I'd be like, hey, the boy's too old. Stop that. Like, you need to, you just be like, what? I mean, you wouldn't walk around
the house. I mean, I'm not walking around the house, but my point is, you talking about pictures of pussy on the wall.
No.
That ain't nothing that I never going to do. We barely got a family portrait on the wall.
We got one.
And we've been a family for 14 years.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, all I'm saying is, when you take it upon yourself to go and purchase or have a picture of a cooch photograph blown up and put on the wall.
That's not nothing great to have on the wall. Either.
It's not. It's nothing.
It looked like a burning candle. It looked like a candle beam.
Really?
I mean, if you look at the light that illuminates the
candle. Okay, but nonetheless, ain't no private parts look good.
Nah, it don't.
To the point where, that's why they call it bumping uglies, because neither piece look good
nothing.
To me.
Nothing, yeah.
But it's a wonderful feeling. But nonetheless, having that hung up in your house, if you know, you got a 5-year-old kid. Like, you don't have no damn ABCs on the fucking wall. You don't have no pictures of flags, the damn United States of America or something.
Geography.
Why
or something.
In the world would that be what
periodic
you want to
teach?
Yeah. Why would you want to teach him that?
Pussyotic table.
Like, come on. Like, you can find something that he needs to know.
Why does he know about periods? Why a 5-year-old boy would know about periods? Like,
I mean,
mommy, why is your pussy bleeding? Mommy, why is your vagina?
You're trailing.
Mommy, your vagina is turning.
Red, drippy stuff coming from your. Like, who does that?
Oh, my God, bro. Hey, bro. Listen. Gotta be careful who you have kids with, man, because you might have kids with one of these free-spirited people, and now your child knows about, has been exposed to worldly things at an early age. Like, I don't want my kids to be closed-minded and naive and closeted and nothing like that. I want them to experience the world, but I want them to have a chance to experience that later on when they're ready. Like, yeah. There's no using my 5-year-old kids to know about periods and vaginas and... And all this stuff. Like, that's too much. That's too much. Like, he's 5. Like, he should know about what fucking Elmo and goddamn
Power Rangers or
Backyardigans or whatever the fuck kids watch. Now, my kids grown now. They don't watch shit like that no more. My fucking kids watch Disjointed and Weeds and fucking 13 Reasons Why and shit. Like, you know, I miss the days when they was watching Disney Channel all fucking day. And, you know, but, you know, it is what it is. But I just, it's crazy. So, Amber Rose,
She need to go to get some parenting classes or something, because clearly she was raised by wolves. Nobody wants to teach their kids about that, and it's a boy. Yeah. He should not know nothing about no private areas of a female at 5 years
old. He called it a vagina. I ain't think I said vagina until I was probably like 17. Like, you know, I used to call it a coochie or private or...
I don't know, but that's just ridiculous. 5 years old, you need to find something else to do with your child.
About periods, bro. There's some grown men don't know about periods. Exactly. This nigga 5. Shout out to Sebastian, man. You're going to be a future gynecologist.
The nigga is not going to like coochie is what it's going to be, because you're going to have him afraid of that mess. Because that's what I've been watching since I was 5. Who the hell wants to run up in that? Yeah. Like, you done told him that babies come out of that. Like, humans are coming out of this thing. Why do I want to run up in it? Like, that's not probably what he's going to want.
I mean, trust me. Sebastian will love it. First, he get his first little taste of something. He'll be all right.
Let's hope so.
So, young Bastion, keep it up, man. You know, just don't weird out any other of your 5-year-old friends when you go to school next year, because you're going to be a problem in school. Because if you go in there and talk about vaginas at 5 in kindergarten, yeah, you're going to get some notes home, Miss Rose. So,
yeah, get prepared.
Be prepared for that.
Clear your inbox.
The damn principal going to be happy to see you. Read this article. It was a Connecticut high school teacher started a fight club.
23-year-old Ryan Fish is accused of encouraging kids to fight in his classroom at Montville High in Connecticut. Students told the police he counted to 3 and started the fights. Fish reportedly told officers he let the students fight so they could be teenagers and get their energy out. He has been fired.
Can I guess? Are they white?
Of course. A former substitute teacher at a Connecticut high school faces multiple charges after he was accused of running a fight club among students in his classroom, police said. Ryan Fish, 23, encouraged Montville High School students to battle it out while other students recorded on their cell phones. Big mistake, Fish. That's why you're a substitute teacher. If you was a real teacher, you would have told them, ain't nobody recording shit.
Yeah, what goes on in this room?
I'm recording shit. It's on my fucking phone. That's the only nigga that's record shit. So,
and the substitute teacher was 23 years old.
23.
He looked like he's sick anyway.
Fish was charged Thursday with 2 counts of risk of injury to a child, 4 counts of reckless endangerment, and 1 count of breach of peace, according to the state of Connecticut judicial branch. The truth is, this is what Fish said, I'm an idiot and wanted to befriend them, Fish told investigators. So first of all, you're 23 years old. Who gives a fuck what some high school students think about your motherfucking
Apparently
ass?
Apparently he does.
Fish, wait. God damn it, Fish. You trying to read? He must have been lame as fucking high school, and he wanted to be the cool
you
person.
You think?
And he wanted to be cool now on his second go around. You know what I'm saying? So,
sounds like it to me.
Oh, man. But I understand. I guess as a teacher, you have to do stuff like that to make yourself seem cool.
A fight club?
Well, I mean, that's extreme shit.
I mean, if they were just in the class, I'm a substitute teacher, y'all playing cards or something in the back of the room, but you are fighting. That's stupid.
Hey, look. The Montville Police Department started investigating the alleged fight club last December when a social worker reported a 15-year-old student was traumatized after being robbed and beaten by his classmates. Oh, they some thugs.
And they white.
Yes.
Well, they in Connecticut.
Investigators soon learned Fish, who was 22 at the time, had been fired after school officials caught wind of the fight club inside of his math class. He was a math teacher.
I was a substitute teacher.
He
wasn't teaching
nothing. Well, yeah. Well, I would assume this would come from like a gym teacher or some shit like that. Not a math teacher. You would think like
Wow. That shows you he was really a nerd who was trying to get friends from the 16-year-old people who he felt so connected to. Tell you, these people are sad. Sad. They need to lock his ass up.
I mean, then, but see...
He don't need to be around
no He was people. Doing it for the right reasons. You know, a video surfaced. That's what it all popped off. And they was like, you know, Fish said he would let them be teenagers and let them get their energy up. You know what I'm saying?
Have them to take their ass outside and do some jumping jacks.
Then he said, I will admit, at one point he egged them on. So, Fish, man, if you ever get to teach again, man... Yeah, you won't. Oh, man. Oh, he tried to be cool with it, so he told him he smoked weed and did other drugs.
And he looked like it.
Let students draw inappropriate pictures on the whiteboard and even shared his Snapchat address to the class.
No friends.
Oh, man. So, Fish, man, you just learned a cautionary tale that you don't have to befriend these students. You just do go in there and do your fucking job. Now you cased up. You're a fucking joke across America. I'm pretty sure you've been donkey of the day on the Breakfast Club. Jesus and Meryl and talked about you. Now you got the Queen and King over here scolding you for being a fucking dickweed, bruh. Yeah. Fuck the money up, man. God damn it.
I mean, he wasn't making no money. He was a substitute teacher.
But still, he was 23. He was making enough money to buy his drugs and, you know, he was funding his 23-year-old lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was white. Probably still got parents, got money.
Yeah, he probably living at home.
Yeah. He probably, you know, he was making enough to fund his life. Like, he wasn't, you know, no teacher's going to get rich.
No, they ain't. And if you a sub, you sure ain't getting rich.
Oh, yeah, damn sure if you a sub.
I did that for 6 months, so I know.
You was at will on that shit. But yeah, so Fish, man, shout out to you. Shout out. Talk about some music right here. Gotta get these checks. This is a comedy podcast, so we do have to talk about music. J. Cole album dropped on 420. Have you heard any of it? Besides what I've been playing. You don't have to... Don't lie
I've
to me.
I heard what I hear.
Okay, so no, you haven't heard J. Cole. Well, I have.
I mean, I heard a couple of songs on XM Radio.
How you feel about it?
I think it was pretty good. Okay. I like two songs I heard.
What song? Two songs you heard? You probably heard the Count It Up, ATM probably.
Yeah.
And then you probably heard She's My Only, the Kevin's Heart. That's probably what you heard. Cause then the two singles together.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah. So yeah, but anyway, J. Cole dropped an album on 420 called K.O.D., a surprise album. He told us on Tuesday that he was dropping an album on Friday, and he delivered. And I'm going to be one to say, before you put the review on Nappy Afro, I'm going to say it's a masterpiece. I'm going to give it 5 stars. If I did the review, it would have got 5 stars. This album is amazing. I like the concept of what he did. He took like the trap beats and the beats that these little young fuck faces like to listen to. And he gave them their beat, so they nodding their head along. But the message was... so much deeper, and it just it was really words and not just I'm gonna fuck me a bitch today, you know, little stupid shit, little repetitive dumb shit these little young kids like. So J. Cole gave them something that they could relate to, but he gave them substance, and that shit was fucking amazing, man. 12 tracks, 11 songs, 1 intro, all heat. Not a bad song on there. My personal favorite is Friends. 1985 is the song everybody talking about. That's when he's, you know, basically talking to the youth, telling them like, hey man, it's cool to do what you're doing, but you know, you gotta remember, like, if you're doing what's hot, 3 years from now you're not gonna be hot no more and you're not gonna make no more money, so you might want to do something that'll help out your longevity. That's what he was just telling them. He wasn't dissing, he was just being the OG. So shout out to 1985. That's a dope one. Friends is dope. When Kevin's Heart is dope. When the video just came out today, it's on Nappy Afro. So check that out. He had a video for ATM. Motivate is dope. I like the whole album. So I'm biased. I like it from top to bottom. When I first put it in and I heard the beat on KOD, I was just like, yo, what the fuck is J. Cole doing? But then when I heard him rapping with the Migo flow, I was like, yo, shit. Like, J. Cole is fucking... he just reinvented. Like, what was he doing? Then I read up, did my research on the album, and I figured out what he was doing. So, yo, man. J. Cole, man. Best album 2018. This shit right here is amazing. So, I'm challenging you all out there in the Fro Nation to go listen to J. Cole album. If you have listened to it, drop your thoughts in the comments. Let me know what you think about it. Because, you know, I'm Cole World all the way. So, it is what it is. Queen Germ, you know, she don't listen to nothing but gospel music. You know, she probably could tell me about the new gospel track that just dropped this week. But, you know, did Hezekiah Walker drop something this week?
Not to my knowledge.
What about...
But I'm feeling Sir the Baptist a lot.
Sir the Baptist.
I love him. I love it. The music is great.
Molly Music. Molly Music, the home record.
Molly Music is a lover. I will not...
He's not an R&B singer. He's an R&B or gospel. What is he?
He's gospel. I mean, like, actually, he's life music.
Life music.
That's okay. What he calls it. So, I mean, I like him. He's a home record. Not. Your home can't be wrecked if it's a home. Yeah. But yeah,
your home can be wrecked if somebody's in there. But we're not talking about Molly Music right now.
Yeah, let's let him live. Let him love. Let him live. Yeah, stealing people and women. Ain't nobody stealing them. Because if you was not on the market, you can't be snatched up. You know what I'm saying? So you got to fault the person who was in the marriage, not the person who was single.
But you know she was in the marriage.
It doesn't matter. You can't. She clearly doesn't want to be there if she wants to be with you.
You can't go after knowing married people.
Yes, no, you can. That's how it works. No, that's like saying you can't go after a job because somebody's already working there. If it's not I know that I'm a better person than that job. But if there's no
opening, then you nothing can do about it.
Exactly. And if there was no opening, I wouldn't get the job. But clearly, if I get the job, they wanted me.
No, that means you did something wrong. No, you made them, yes, you
did. The person got fired. They were relieved of their duties, and now there was a space
you
for
told,
me to come. Because
you told them they smoke weed on the weekends, and they drug test them, and then they, hey
not my problem.
Yeah, see.
Not my problem. Sounds like.
Yeah, but yes, J. Cole album's amazing.
Yeah.
Molly Music.
I second that.
Yeah. You need to listen to it before you second it.
No, I mean, you the man of the house, so I think I can go by what you said. You gave me enough information to make me want to listen to it, and listen to it a little closer than what I heard already. So.
Yeah, you about to go on a road trip, you know what I'm saying? Put the J. Cole on, you know, let's put the Cardi B on, judge anybody.
Well, there won't be no Cardi B going on in there.
Oh, it's going to be some Cardi B playing.
Not when I'm driving.
I'm just letting you know. They're going to be like, yo, put this in. They're going to hook the aux up, and they're going to play some Cardi B.
Now, that other song she got, I like that little... What?
Be careful. Be careful with me.
I like that song. Mm-hmm. I like that song. I like that song a lot. Yeah. I mean, at first I didn't like her at all, but...
I mean, she's going on. I like Cardi for her antics. Like, you know, because she was just, like, ratchet as fuck.
And yeah, that's why I didn't like her.
And it was just funny. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, then when they made her a rapper, I was just like, yeah, you know, But now niggas be like, yo, Cardi's like the best rapper. Like, whoa, calm down.
Yeah, you're doing too much.
You can like the person. We can like Cardi and root for her, but
yeah, the character.
Yeah, like let's like she's not a real rapper now. She ain't been rapping long enough to some of these rappers that have been rapping for a while. So yeah. Let's just calm down with her being the top dog in the game. She can be the most popular.
Yeah.
But the best, no.
Yeah, nah. Yeah. But I mean, I like her for what she is, for who she is, but yeah. She cool people.
But yeah, J. Cole, he just solidified himself as like one of the top dogs in the game. Like, I mean, him, Kendrick, Cole. I got Cole over Kendrick anyway because Kenny always running from the smoke from Cole. He'll never want to. Every time it's supposed to be him and Cole on a song rapping, Kenny starts singing and humming and whatever else besides rapping. So Kenny, you don't want that smoke with Cole. You know what I'm saying? You've proved it. You keep running from the smoke.
What about Drake?
Drake and Cole done rapped on songs together before.
But you was just like listening to some people like...
I mean, Drake, Kenny, and Cole, them the only three, like, everybody else following. You can have... You can listen however
you
want.
I didn't think you said it. That's the only reason why.
Oh, yeah. I said Drake, Kenny, Cole.
Yeah. I
didn't hear it. Yeah. So them the top three bosses. And I got, like I said, I got Cole. Cole is over there. Drake is on another plateau because he Drake. Like, Drake is a fucking megastar. And he just make megastar music. So... But if it came down to like him and Cole rapping, Cole would get him. Like Cole can rap better than both them niggas.
Okay.
It's just like Kendrick Lamar's delivery is what people really like. They don't want to admit that his rhymes ain't that fire. You know, his lyrics ain't like that. But it's the delivery that make it sound a whole lot better. Cause he changes voice up. He do all that shit. That delivery is amazing. You know what I'm saying? He know how to get on the song, and you know, and that's what he. That's the only thing he do better than Cole. Deliver. Other than that, lyrics, man, Cole killing them. Storytelling, Cole killing them. Easily. But yeah, man. Moving on. Got our music topic in. It's prom season. It's in full swing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Philly. You know who he is?
No, yeah. I don't.
Jay Philly was a punter in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And he caught a little heat for this tweet he put out. He was like, wishing my beautiful daughter and her date a great time at the prom. And he's sitting there in the picture. He's holding a gun between the man, his daughter and her date. And so people saw that and it was like, yeah, you know, gun safety this and blah, 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 that, you know. So Jay Philly caught a little heat. And I mean,
he looked like he was joking, though.
Yeah, he said the gun wasn't loaded and he's a responsible gun thing. But just in these day and times, everybody gets offended. And as a father, I get the joke. I laugh. You know what I'm saying? Like, when my daughter go on her first date, I'm going to the door with a pistol.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I am.
It's not going to happen, but
it is going to happen.
It's just not. It's not appropriate.
It is appropriate. I want to scare the shit out of that little nigga the first time if she ever go on a date.
And she will.
Yeah, I'm going to.
No, you're not. You're not.
We going at the same time.
Okay. Nonetheless, you're not chaperoning that.
Okay.
But when you look at the picture, you see that both of the kids are looking like they are not stressed.
Yeah,
at all.
He ain't putting the gun to the man's head. So and like, yo, you know, he just got the little pistol eyes pointed to the ground. You know, he got his arms around his daughter. You know, as a father, I get it. Like, I get it.
I mean, my thing is, if they concerned about that, you're not concerned about the hundreds of people that are being gunned down for all this other stupid crap. You
That's what they're saying. The they're saying just gun safety at this time. You don't play with the gun thing.
I get it, but then at the same time, you got to take things in context. That's not what is happening
there.
Yeah,
but he apologized, though, for it. Like, I was like, damn.
I mean, he apologized just because, you know, nobody wants bad press. Yeah. So, I mean, I get all the right reasons, you know, for doing it, but at the same time, it's just a joke. Like, it's not that serious. Yeah. I mean, the things that you need to be concerned about is people shooting up schools and all kinds of craziness, movie theaters and things of that nature. Somebody saying that you threatening the kid that's taking your child out. I mean,
I don't know how the boy's father felt about it.
He probably didn't care. Yeah. I mean, he probably know them people. He wasn't stressed.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be.
Yeah, like I said, he wasn't threatening them, but you know. Yeah, like I said, we live in a society now where everybody's offended by everything.
Except for black people.
I mean, you know.
I'm just saying.
You know. We get offended too. Black people.
Apparently nobody cares about how we feel.
Oh, I mean. Yeah.
I mean, you worrying about somebody, how they feel about a gun, but let them have some black face on and they would be like, I mean, are you going to have this chip on your shoulder your whole life?
I mean, come on, this was a while back. I mean, you know. I mean, slavery didn't...
I mean, you know,
they like slavery didn't affect you. Like, I mean, like motherfucker, like
it really did. But
yeah. Like, yo, that was a long time ago. Why are we still talking about this?
So that's what I'm like. But black people are always supposed to get over something. But everybody else in the world, you know, you got to be so careful not to say the wrong thing and not to do the wrong gesture.
Girls, man, it's okay to offend niggas.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, yeah. So, shout out to Jay Feely, man. You're a punter. Most news you ever made in your life. You know what I'm saying? So, Kanye West, you ever heard of him?
Yeah, I think so.
He just released a picture of his Yeezy slides. What you think about them?
Look like... I mean, is that out of plastic? What the hell is that? Foam?
I mean, it like some Croc material, if you ask me. They look like some Crocs mixed with, like, the zigzag shoes, the leftover zigzags they had from the Reeboks.
Yeah, the cut. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But that ain't nothing I buy.
Yeah, they're probably like $300.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's more than $29.99.
I don't know how much the Yeezy slides cost. Let's check. Yeah, let's see how much the Yeezy slides cost.
I can promise you they're too much, but $29.99 is as much as I could give for them. And that color there, that blue is throwed off, so I don't know. Maybe $19.99.
Man, so Yeezy Season 6 slides are going for $140. Wow.
Yeah, that's no good.
Those are the Season 6 slides right there.
But they're ugly. Like that, I mean, that just makes no sense. Just because somebody put their name on it, that mean that you're supposed to buy it?
I mean, look at that shit. Like, what is that?
I mean, it looks ridiculous.
What is that? Man, look like you're walking on a fucking...
pillow or something?
I don't know what the fuck that is, man. That shit is weird, like a book bag strap.
Yeah, it's big as all get out.
$150.
Yeah, and just his fans must be buying
it. And then it's like a thick piece of, a thick sole. Like, yeah, it ain't got
it's
no... Like
it's just, I mean, what the heck is that?
It's like you wear a moon boot. Like, it's like one of them little shoes that you get when you sprain your ankle. The doctor had a little boot.
Some old people people or something.
That shit thick as fuck. Like, it's an orthopedic flip flop, man. Like, nah, I'm not with that Yeezy. $150? Nigga, please, bruh.
Yeah, no thanks.
Nigga, Jordan got air bubble. LeBron them got air bubble. They got Air Max flip flops, nigga. Like, you think I'm gonna buy your shit, nigga? No, man. Hell nah. Yeezy slide my ass.
So, yeah, he needs to try again with that.
So it's a no on the Yeezy slides, I take it.
Yeah, a big N-O.
I bet you Saul Wright gonna get a pair.
I don't know what for, but them things look bad. They, I mean, like, bad isn't bad, not bad isn't good.
Saul Wright getting a pair of these.
Okay.
He gonna resell the fuck out of them shit.
Put them on your Christmas list.
Yeah, them shit's ugly as fuck.
Father's Day?
That bottom. It's like, what's that shit called? In the window and shit? What's the thing? Where you, the blinds.
Yeah, it does have that.
It's like a little blinds.
I mean, it's just a ridiculous shoe. Like, really, yes, there's no reason for it. I mean, like, I don't know who the designers are.
Kanye West.
Well, I mean.
Same man that bought you bum clothes.
I don't know what that is either.
Kanye, but he dressed like a bum. Like, that's the thing. Like, them niggas walking around with the cut-up jeans and the long shirt with the holes in it and shit. Kanye, like, the bum. Like, he had, like, the bum clothes.
I'm not about that, like. I wear my clothes till they have holes in them. I don't want to buy any that already have holes in them.
Yeah. These kids these days, boy, they buy a brand new pair of jeans and rip them up, dye them.
Ain't got time for that.
Hey, man. Then they buy the jeans with the ripped up holes in them. Like, I was like, yo, this one person had their jeans I was just like,
what's the purpose?
What's the point? Like, your whole jeans are open.
Everything. That's all. Just like,
as you can see the fucking pocket. Like, what's going on inside of your pocket? Like, why you want your jeans busted up, cut open that much? Like, I was just like, you ain't got nothing on, but you just button the.
You might as well just have on some drawers.
I mean, bro, this shit was weird. I was just like, what in the world?
I'm glad I ain't got to worry about being in style.
Yeah, man. You know, I just dress sensibly, you know.
Mm-hmm. You and your Brooks.
Yep, sensible shoes. Hashtag sensible shoes.
That's an AKA for you.
Yeah. TV talk.
I'm out.
Atlanta happened. Queen Germ doesn't watch anything with QVC and ID channel when she's around it. So I'm going to try to freestyle this Atlanta. Atlanta, it was an episode about Paperboy. He was basically, I don't know if he was hallucinating or what, but he seen his mother. He was out with his girlfriend. He was off walking. He got robbed. He was in the woods, some crazy man. Like, this episode it started off as a, regular Atlanta episode, and then it went bizarre again. I don't know how I can really do this, like, talk about this, but I'm gonna try. Paperboy, like, this episode was crazy. And that's all I can say. I don't know, let me see. Let me call Beezy and see if he bounce some ideas off of me on this one.
Yeah, because I don't watch any shows.
You don't watch anything. She barely watched the news.
Yeah, it puts me to sleep.
I mean, Beezy, live on the show. You got time to talk about this Atlanta episode real quick?
I'm eating, but...
Hey, listen, Beezy is eating people. This is like one of maybe the fourth time in my life I've heard this shit. So this is a moment.
Are you doing it by yourself?
No, man. Queen Germ's right here, man.
But I don't watch TV.
She watches. Let's talk about
Queen Sugar.
What's the show name?
Oh, no. We do watch Greenleaf.
Yeah.
We watch Wentworth.
Anything that he puts me on to, but yeah.
Hey, look. She was watching Homeland. She was getting into it the other day. She was out like, oh, you don't watch Homeland?
I mean, it's a pretty good show.
This season's told you. No, Easy. I'm telling you, season 4 was just a bad one. But I'm telling you, this season here, man, this shit, man, they got it back to the essence, man. They're not doing the terrorist angle no more. It's like they didn't. No, they got one more season. Next year's the last one.
Yeah,
it's been
canceled, so it don't even really matter.
I mean, it ran its course. You can't go too many seasons. Like what, season 6, 7? What season is?
7, I think. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
I mean, just like, yeah, Atlanta. Like, I mean, the Paperboy episode, man. Like, what you think? I think he was hallucinating. Like, I think the whole day. I don't think none of that shit happened.
I mean, No,
I don't think. I think the whole day, like none of that shit happened, bro. Like none of it. Because
why you think that now?
Just because, like, how it started off. Like, he was hallucinating from the beginning. His mama was cleaning up his house and shit. Like, I don't think he ever left the house. Because Darius put his foot, he's like, I'm going to put my foot in this. And he did, he put his foot in it. Like, that's why I was like, yo, I think he was fucking hallucinating. He did. That's what I'm thinking. Like, that shit was like, Paperboy never went nowhere. Like, if he still had his watch, check for it, see if he still got his watch on the next episode.
I would say, though, the part about the woman from Instagram, who is like fake girlfriend, I thought that part was really interesting.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when she was saying something like, everybody wants black girl features, the weave, the lips, booty, but they don't
want
to be a black girl. Yeah. Black girl can't make no money.
Yeah.
That was kind of weird.
I mean, you know, some real shit. But she was like hating on Earn again. Well, not hating. She was just like kicking game to Paperboy. Like, look, man, your manager ain't shit, bro. Like, he ain't doing nothing for you.
You're right.
I mean, why Paperboy ain't got no car? Like, that's my whole thing. No, he do got a car. Like,
if your manager sleeps in storage, he'll need to be your manager. If you're the rapper, and your manager was like, hey, man, can't be yourself. Forget it. Be like, get another manager.
Exactly. Like, where's your manager?
He can't keep his lights. Like, what the fuck are you going to manage you for?
Hey, your manager going to sleep in the garage again? Like, he just said.
Rock Jones, your manager.
Yeah, nigga got a whole office in my garage. Like, what's going on? Like, he's built a door on the side of the garage and put a sign on. He got an LLC. I think it was just because, like I said, it was just so weird because the whole when he was in the woods situation, then he just came out of the woods and he was at a store. Like I said, it all was a fucking dream, man. None of that shit.
No, man.
That
picture at the end when he was all fucked up, that wasn't real?
No, that wasn't real. I'm telling you, none of that shit was real, dog. None of it was real.
I think everything was real until he went to the woods. I think them niggas jumped him. I think after he got jumped, he went to the woods. That
when
shit got crazy.
See, because I mean, but he was hallucinating before then. So that's what I'm telling you, man. None of it was real because the way the girl was acting, it was just weird, man. It was weird. I think all of it was just like a fucking dream. Watch, man. It's gonna be a dream, dog. I'm saying.
How do you know for sure that his mother was dead?
Because remember, that's when he went to the uncle house. When he went to the house, get Alligator Man. Because remember, he was like, man, check on him at the house. He was letting him stay in the house. At the mama house.
I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong because that's the first time they mentioned, you know, they mentioned their mama because even, because we seen Earn parents, right?
Have we seen Earn parents?
No. Who house in the first episode? Didn't they go to somebody's mama house?
That was Paperboy house. His mama house. Alligator Man was staying in the house. That's why Paperboy had to go check on. He was like, go check on at the house. Earn, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to swing by the house and check on. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Fuck. Jesus Christ. Are y'all talking about all the own shows and stuff like this, stuff y'all watch. I don't know.
Oh, no, she walked off while we was talking about this.
Are y'all gonna start talking about all the own shows?
I mean, we might cover Wentworth and Greenleaf. You know what I'm saying? Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, because TV Talk was like an hour part of the show.
Yeah, it was a big part. It was a nice chunk of the show. I'm noticing that. I'm looking at this timestamp, and I was like, wow, gone are the days of the 2-hour shows.
That's funny, man. But look, man, I mean, the only way she come back is I got to eat.
So. All right, man, go ahead, finish your food, man. Look, man, be easy. It's eating people, man.
Anyway, nigga. All right,
boss man. Yep. Be easy, everybody. Yeah, man. So that was Atlanta talk. You know, that was the best we gonna get it because, like I said, Queen Germ doesn't watch TV, And Black Lightning happened. Saul Wright's favorite show. He got me watching. Season finale of Black Lightning, I do believe. So the whole thing came down to the ASA was looking for a way to that one of the people that took the medicine that made the metahumans, they was looking for a sample the how he was able to sustain and, you know, to control it. So they were really looking for Black Lightning, you know, just for a sample of his blood. So something, some kind of DNA sample for Black Lightning. You got the ASA looking for Black Lightning. You got Tobias and his goons looking for Black Lightning. Then you got the police. They looking for Black Lightning. So Black Lightning is like the most wanted fugitive in Freeland right now. And so it all came down to Black Lightning trying to save the metahumans that the ASA had in like the little lab, the, you know, trying to save them. Tobias, he ended up with the fucking bad guys' fingers and his suitcase. So he got something in his suitcase. They didn't show what it was. It was one of those Pulp Fiction moments. And so he has something. Black Lightning and his family, they escaped from the ASA's SWAT team by, you know, using their powers. Gambi and them got them out the house. So they got away when the police had pulled up and seen all the dead ASA agents. So we don't know how that's going to play out. So basically, you know, Tobias is the man now. He's got the keys to the... So I don't know what's going to happen with Tobias. I don't know what's going to happen with Black Lightning. That was the season finale. It was, as far as a wrap-up for the whole season, out of five, I give it a 3. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad. Like, you know what I'm saying? For an all-black show, it was pretty cool. The music, the soundtrack was pretty cool. Some of the action... You know, questionable, but, you know, some of the acting questionable, but some of the acting was pretty good. Like, you know, my favorite was Lala, just because of how strange and weird Lala was. And yeah, I think I might just, you know, the way he act. And Tobias, of course, him being just sinister as he was, you know, that shit was, you know, that was pretty cool. Jill Scott played a nice little part in it. I ain't really liked Scooter in it that much, man, because, you know, it just, I don't know, he was suspect. Scooter in the main role, I ain't really vibe with. The daughters, I like both of them. Malik, dude with the fucking, you know, he was alright. But, like I said, overall, Black Lightning, not a bad show. Check it out, man. Last OG, like I said, watched all the episodes of that. Pretty cool. Watch The Last OG. Tracy Morgan, Tiffany Haddish, Cedric Entertainer doing their thing. Like I said, it's about a guy locked up for 10 years. He comes back to the hood. It ain't the hood no more. It's gentrified. The chick that was down with, she done moved on. She got her own family. He trying to get a job, but he's a felon. So he gets back working a job with his homeboy. And, so now he's trying to get his family back. And so I see that's how the show going to go. So check out The Last OG. That comes on TBS. What else we watch? So Last OG. Talked about Black Lightning. Talked about Atlanta. Homeland just wrapped up. And like we were saying, this season of Homeland was pretty good. Well, Homeland did wrap up. The season finale is coming up. So episode 11 was fucking pretty good. So check out Homeland. Don't listen to what Beezy said. Check it out. It's a good show. What else we watching? Empire. I'm caught up on Empire. Same old shit with Empire. It's just how I keep going. Now Cookie the sick one. And Lucius is trying to deal with all this, getting the company stolen and all that. So Empire still Empire. That's about it for TV talk, I think. Because what I'm watching on Netflix, not right now. The Killing, I'm watching that. Oh, check out Rapture. I ain't watched all of them. I just selected a few. I watched 2 Chainz one. I watched the Rhapsody one. I watched the T.I.'s one. And that was the only 3 I watched. I'm not the Nas, Dave East one. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I mean, if I want to go to sleep, I'll watch that one. Because I'm pretty sure that one's going to bore me to death. The Logic one, I really don't care to watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be honest with you. The G-Eazy one, I probably need to check it out just because. What's the other one? Just Blaze got one also. So I might check it out. But, I mean, you know, if you ain't got nothing to do, watch Rapture. The Killing, I'm on season, like, I'm almost finished with season 2 of that. Just watch that in my free time. It's just one of them shows in the background. It's a lot. It's a heavy binge on that. But it's all right, show. It's all right. That's about it. I got some more shows I need to watch. Search Party, I started watching that. That was a B-Eazy suggestion. Got to get back into it. And another suggestion from B-Eazy is Wild Wild Country. On My Block. Wild Wild Country is a separate show. On My Block is another show. So check those out if you want to. The B-Eazy suggestions, movies, and TV shows. So that wraps up TV Talk this week. Queen Jern, what's going on QVC? What's the sale this week? What's on a hot deal or whatever they call it? Flex pay, easy pay, or whatever it's called.
Flex pay.
What was the deal of the day? What was it? You don't know?
No, I don't know. I've been busy lately trying to save these children from themselves.
Hey, man. Somebody got to do it. Yeah. Might as well be you, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Got kids having all kinds of breakdowns. People claiming to have STDs in the sake of getting some sympathy with some points and stuff. So, you know, this is the time to pull out the Kleenex and get your tough skin on.
Mm. That's right. You heard it here first. So, yeah. I keep it 100 this week, man.
100.
My son learned a valuable lesson this weekend. My son was in an oratorical contest, and, you know, for the past 3 years, he has finished first in the oratorical.
He got second 1 year. But the last 2 years, he was first.
Yeah, he's been winning this oratorical contest the last couple of years. And this year, we figured, you know, hey, a little bit of the same thing, you know what I'm saying? So, but this year, it was some shit in the game, you know what I'm saying? One, they tried to move my boy up to the high school level. He's not in high school. You know, the thing is, from 6 to 9, my boy in the 8th grade, so he's supposed to be with the young kids. But, you know, hey, nothing. You know, they moved him up. And then, the day of the contest, you know, I mean, well, the contest, you know, I heard my son did pretty good. I didn't actually hear it, but from what I heard, you know, you know, these people said he did pretty well.
I said he was the best out there.
Yeah. And, you know what I'm saying? And
that's,
you know,
not because he's my son.
Yeah. And so just from an unbiased, you know, opinion, you know, we felt pretty good about it, you know. So the day of the judge, you know, they come in, they announce who won. And I felt like the fix was in because one of the parents who has 2 sons in the program, he got his alpha gear on and everything. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm just like, So then, you know, they announced the winners. His son wins. His youngest son win their level, first place. And then his oldest son win their level, first place. And then he makes a little speech. Talk about how, you know, they wanted him to come to their chapter and this and that. And, you know what I'm saying? And so I feel like it was some bullshit. Like, it was just, you know, they threw a dog a bone, if you get my drift. And you know, they picked his son. And so I told my son, you know, you learned a valuable lesson in life. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have people, connections, you know what I'm saying, to make calls for you like this. Because it's not for that. What are you doing? And so he learned that, you know, in life it's not what you know, it's who you know. And if he had the connections, he would have won first place again. But have no fear. We will be in first next year because we don't like finishing second to no scrubs. And you know what I'm saying? Like, even my son felt like the dude was garbage. But that was my Keep It 100. I'm sorry to bore y'all. I'll just keep it 100. But it is what it is. And winners and losers. You got any winners this week, Queen Jern?
Winners.
Do you have any?
It's only Tuesday, right? Yeah.
No, she doesn't have any winners. I have a winner. My winner.
Winner.
Is this cat. This cat walked 12 miles back to his original family, but met with heartbreak. Toby the cat walked 12 miles back to his original home, the place he loved so much, but only met with heartbreak. The 7-year-old ginger cat found himself rehomed to another family after his former owners no longer wanted him. A few weeks ago, Toby decided to leave and walk 12 miles back to the place he was familiar with. When he showed up at the house, the people that he loved brought him to a shelter and asked staff to have him euthanized. The shelter couldn't do it. The shelter couldn't do it and contacted the SPCA of Wake County, a no-kill shelter in Raleigh, North Carolina, to ask if they could rescue him and find him a new home. And, of course, they found him a new home. So, yeah, man. So, aww, just think about it. This cat.
He showed you just how much he love y'all, and y'all wanted to kill him.
Y'all wanted to kill him. Like, he think when y'all went and dropped him off to the place.
It was a mistake.
Yeah, so he go back home. Just to find out, like, oh, they looking like, yo, it's probably like a ghost. Like, what is cat doing? You supposed to be dead. Like, he showed up back to the house, man. Come on, man. So, Toby the cat, you're my winner for just, you know what I'm saying, getting a second. You know, you didn't get killed, for one, because, you know, they stupid. They took you to a no-kill shelter, you know what I'm saying, but they wanted you to be using it. Why? Like, come on, man. So, you're my winner, Toby the cat. You know what I'm saying? My loser.
Loser.
Is DeAndre Francois. DeAndre Francois is the, well, I don't know if he is a starting quarterback, but he was a starting quarterback for Florida State last season, but he got injured and somebody else took over, so I don't know if he's going to be the starting quarterback this season. But DeAndre Francois took his girlfriend back, his girlfriend Diamond. Never trust a girl named Diamond, you know what I'm saying, because that's an untrustworthy name. We can think of some more untrustworthy. What's some more untrustworthy names for girls, for women? Like, she got this name, don't trust her.
I mean, legal names.
Yeah, legal names.
Anything that's like a car.
No cars. Don't trust no girl named after a car.
No cars. No liquor.
Liquor.
Fruits. Months.
Fruits. Months. Countries. Cities.
You just messing everybody up now.
If their last name end with an I. Don't trust them. Like Tiffany, Brittany, with that I on
the end. If they name end with an I, because that's not nobody's last name.
Yeah. That's what I said, their first name.
End with an I. I thought you said their last name, but whatever. My bad.
The last letter in their first name is an I. If they,
Keisha Keisha's?
If they got a Lynn in their name, Ashlyn, let's see, what else?
This is terrible.
No, it's not. It's real life. But anyway. Who lied about being pregnant. Let's not forget about that. And faked a domestic violence claim.
She black.
Only for her to possibly be the reason cops raided his house for a week. Yeah, she black. So, back in January, Francois called the cops on Diamond Simone Lindsay because she was raging out and breaking all his stuff at his house. She told the police she just wanted to scare Francois and threaten him with a domestic violence case. She also has faked multiple pregnancies.
She obviously has proven to be untrustworthy because this heifer can't tell the truth about whether she's pregnant or not.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even want to be in a relationship
with her. Exactly.
And the stuff must be good.
Once he got cleared, he took her back.
And that thing there is good. She got that comeback sauce.
Okay. According to the police report, cops raided Francois' home on April the 12th over a tip he may be dealing marijuana. Now, you are the starting quarterback for the Florida State Seminoles. Are you selling weed, my nigga?
He might be smoking weed, but he shouldn't be.
Cops say Francois' girlfriend, Diamond Simone Lindsay, was in the house at the time of the search. If you recognize that name, that's because she's the same person who accused the quarterback of domestic violence back in January. Now, this is just January now. April, she called the cops found 17 grams of cannabis tobacco mixture and items of drug paraphernalia on the premises and asked Francois for an explanation. Francois attempted to minimize his culpability by saying that he can't smoke right now and saying that the cannabis belonged to her. You know what I'm saying? So, you took this chick back. Now they're saying that she is the reason why she took the police and said you're selling drugs and the police come raid your house. Like, hey, like, what is TPD doing? Don't they have something else better to do? Like,
apparently not.
I mean, come on, bro. 17 grams. Like, y'all raided a house for 17 grams of a cannabis mixture. A mixture. Like, you can't even say if it's real weed or not.
mixture. It sounds like it's not if it's a mixture.
A mixture. Like, what the fuck is that? What's a mixture? A cannabis, it's tobacco?
A mixture is not a pure substance.
Yeah.
Therefore, I don't think that it should be holding up too well in court. If you're talking about, that's what you're going to charge me with, and you tested the substance to see that it's a mixture, what's the quantity that is the cannabis?
Exactly.
Is it like a 50-50 mixture? What are we working with here?
Now we get to legalities. Like, hey, I got caught with a mixture.
So therefore, I really don't have 17 grams.
Yes, like, so
I got 8.5.
Yeah, it's a mixture, sir. So, yeah, but Mr. Francois, listen, man, you got the world at your fingertips right now. You're quarterback of a big-time school. Don't fuck it up.
Like, yeah, let this diamond chick
go. Yeah, let diamond go, bro. Like, if she's not pregnant, let her go.
If she is pregnant, let her go.
Yeah, like, just you stay away from her, man. Like, come on, man. Come on. I don't like to see a black man get bammed up, but you are not. I'm seeing more shit in the news about you for the wrong thing. Ain't no stats. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no passing yards, no touchdowns or nothing coming with this. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing you getting domestic violence claims and all this crazy shit. Hell no, bro. Come on, man. You got to do better, man. You got to do better. But yeah, man, so DeAndre Francois, you my loser this week for taking Diamond back. Her name's Diamond. Never trust a girl named Diamond. Alright?
Never.
Never.
Never ever?
Never ever ever. Alexis. No.
Okay. Portia.
Portia.
I guess.
Yeah, man. So yeah. Well, man, we made it to the 60-minute mark. How you feel about the show today, Queen Jeremy? Think you did all right? If you had to grade yourself today, what would you give yourself since you grade papers? Grade your
on a scale from 1 to 10.
No, a letter grade. Give yourself a letter grade for this show.
I give myself a B-.
A B-?
Yeah, I mean, because number one, I didn't look at the outline.
Okay.
I had to freestyle everything.
That's typical, though. That's
you know, typical me.
That's typical, it's all right. That's typical what we do here. Okay, like, well, we usually...
I say, well then, therefore I still am a B-, because I didn't even watch any TV shows to even have anything to say about that. You had to phone a friend for that part.
Yep.
So I wasn't very helpful on that. I did have a couple of AKAs. So that's a little bit better than what I normally do, and I didn't fumble all over that. So I'd say a B-. So,
B-.
I mean, you got to have room for improvement. I ain't perfect, so...
Okay.
This is something I do, you know, have a little fun with my man, so...
Okay.
It's all good. Next week, hopefully, you'll let me come back and I'll do a little better.
Okay, man. Well, you know, you have to watch some TV shows this week now.
I guess so.
Yeah. So, when I'm sitting out here watching these shows,
I'll be gone.
I watch shows
Thursday and Sunday. Text me something.
Where are you going?
I'm going out of town.
You're going out of town. Interesting.
Interesting. Thursday
to Sunday. Queen Germ stay going out of town, people.
That's not the truth.
Stay going out of town. Queen Germ to being out the country. Everywhere. Oh, yeah.
Where have
you been out of, you went to
Puerto Rico. Yeah. That's a U.S. territory.
That's out of the country. That's not the United States.
You didn't need it. You didn't need no passport to go there.
Still, it's out of the country.
Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that. We'll let you do what you do, baby.
Is it not?
You're right. You, whatever you say,
I'm asking,
you're right.
I'm asking.
I mean, if it's a U.S. territory, it's all in. It's all included.
They don't pay taxes.
Okay, well.
They not, you're not part of us. You don't pay your fair share. That's why they ain't got
That's why their lights ain't on
all the way. They pay their fair share, their lights will be on.
All the way?
Yeah.
But they got flicker of light over there.
They probably 60-70%. They ain't 100% bay running.
Well, I know I had a good time when I was there, so I'm glad I went
But yeah, because Elroy Julius talking about going to Tokyo or Japan. Because apparently in Japan, they got... Look at this shit.
And who is this?
Oh, this is Chuck the Gambler. He told us, where are we going to Japan? It's an ass-eating restaurant. When I say it's like a fucking glory hole, but with somebody's ass coming out of it.
And people are eating
butt. And motherfuckers are eating butt. A glory hole like that. Yo, man. Hey, the people in Japan weird as fuck, man. If that's what you do in Japan, bruh. Nah, bruh.
They shouldn't. I say they eat all kinds of strange seafood and whatever else.
Jesus Christ.
They like those little fermented flavors and things.
Wow. But yeah, shout outs. You got any shout outs?
Shout outs to the new curriculum. Yeah. Man. Implementation was forced upon us, but hey, we're doing the best that we can.
Man. Man, shout out to the staff, man. Shout out to It's All Right, Be Easy, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Shout out to Dr. Abrasive and everybody at the Dr. Abrasive Network, Mr. Wash, that disrespectful motherfucker MJ, fucking the in-house Republican K Law. Shout out to Ruler Myself. Did I already say that?
I think so.
Okay, man. Shout out to Peppy J for B More. Shout out to fucking the light skinned Kanye. Shout out to Drew from DC. Shout out to Gerard in Boston. Shout out to Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Shout out to MJ Money9S. Shout out to Stacks. Shout out to Static. Shout out to goddamn Kyra. Shout out to Baby Yoda. Shout out to anybody from that site to fuck with me. And anybody else? Let's see. Did I miss anybody?
Probably.
Probably.
But it wasn't on purpose.
Wasn't on purpose. So yeah, man. It's your boy King Germ. It's your girl Queen Germ. This is the Frocast, episode 301. This is fucking Nappy Afro, the one of the best fucking websites out there. The Nappy Afro Network. I mean, it's not really network because we only got one show. I don't know why we call it a network. I mean, it's only one
show.
Speaking
it into existence.
Yeah, I mean, but we used to have like 15 shows. We used to have all kinds of shows. But, you know, it's the last of the Mohicans right here, man. Frocast stood the test of time, man. You know what I'm saying? It's the foundation of Nappy Afro. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we want to have something left of our legacy. We don't want to be like, oh, Nappy Afro, y'all be having all them girls on there. No, nigga, we do more than that shit.
That's all I thought you did.
See, that's not, we don't want that to be our legacy. You know what I'm saying? We got 300 episodes of art on this podcast that you can listen to.
301.
We're at 301 now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just going to be, like, we got that.
Yeah, when I used to be passing out flyers on people's cars and stuff for you.
Yeah, I mean, you was with me shooting in the gym?
Oh, nigga, don't act like you don't know me now.
You was with me shooting in the gym. You hear that, people? She said that. She said she was with me shooting in the gym. You heard that.
Okay. You trying me, but it's all
right. How am I trying you? See, you so, you know.
Okay, you right. Let's go. We doing good.
Like I said, like us on Instagram, at Frocast, FROCAST. You can also like Nappy Afro. That's Nappy Afro on Instagram. You know, follow us on Twitter at Nappy Afro. Follow us on Christian Mingle, Tinder, Grindr, Angie's Place, Craigslist, all of that at Nappy Afro. Yeah.
So I can get my 400,000.
Your 400,000, yeah. Get your 400,000.
I'm saying that's what the man getting for his money.
Yeah, that's what he getting.
So I'm gonna get $400,000 from you. So tell the people to like it all because we need some checks.
Yeah, man, we gonna start a Patreon soon, man. You know what I'm saying?
We need some checks, man.
We can get us some better equipment and stuff, man. You know, who knows, man? So yeah, man, we gonna get that hustle game on. But yeah, man, this is the Frocast, episode 301, man. I'm gonna stop boring these people, man. I'm a horrible host, but I'm gonna get better.
You know, and we out.
And we out. Peace. Say peace, nigga.
Peace, nigga.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
nappyafro.com